Latakh Alibov Pebes.
Yeah, we're coming to explain why there's a special Indian to be Machnes Orchim. So we were first Masbir. That there's a shir, that it's an expression of chivs. Then we said a different hesber, which we left off in the middle of that. There's a shirish of a chait shemin adam l'makom is the chait eagle, and the shirish for a chait of bin adam l'chaveri is the mechiras yosef. And that's what came out. And Rav Chanan says,
I'm not sure if I fully understand it, but I don't want my kid.
What?
I'm not sure if I fully understand that. You know, you're saying it as if it's like that everyone knows.
Well, everything that happens, my service is Simon Labonim. So, yes, everything that happens in the Torah becomes really the root of what we find later on in Klal Yisrael. Either it means that's where it comes from.
Yeah, but to say that's the source of all Avera has been, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm saying that's the. What's the word?
Genesis.
The show?
What?
Genesis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Root?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. It's
what he says.
Yeah, I don't know if he says it's the source of it or it's just that it's they represent it.
Yeah.
The it's like the paradigm chait ben adam l'makom is chait ha'egel and ben v'chaver is mechiras yosef. So that, like Chazal say, when Hashem meets out Einshim for these things, there's always a chelik of the chet eagle in it and the chelik of the mechiras Yosef in it. Yeah, the word source, I don't know if he uses the word source. It's true. Right? But Rabbi Chanan says it's traced to two sources of the Aveira. Here he does use the word Shardish. In the one in being the Taiva, the Makom, or Kas, but not the Chavira. Okay. So B'chanan asks the kasha. V'ki kol ma'ayin b'korei adoris yikshaloi. Eich yachlu soni yisrael ashtil b'chodo v'do alilo shfeilo. Asher b'sheker yisraido hayidua b'shem alilo zdam. How could it be that in so many generations the soni yisrael were able to convince everybody of a complete sheker? The alila is dumb, right? In English it's called blood libels. Yeah?
That's a big lie.
Yeah. How could it be that they were so successful at this, at convincing people of this, in so many doris? How do you, the general principle is, shesheker she'em bai kort of shech emes en yochel iskayim. Complete sheker that has no bit of emes in it at all, can't last. En yochel iskayim. Gemar nsoik to lamed hei. So the Alilas Dam that they said obviously was not true. So how could it have had such a kiyum? We know that something that's totally not true doesn't have any kiyum.
Well, on the other opposite side, they said the bigger the lie, the more likely people are to believe it.
Could be. Yeah, but this is, yeah, okay. This is the cloud though. The cloud is,
there is some emes in it. The emes is that people hate.
Yeah.
And they just,
right.
Any terror to let that hate come out.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't about the exact
really
story. So he says, if you're saying, like Chazal say with the, this goes back to what we said. Chazal say with the Chet Egel that whenever there's Klai Yisrael has Yisurin and Klai Yisrael has Tzoris, there's a part of the Chet Egel in it. Okay? We also said that there's also a part of the Mechiras Yosef in it. Like we find by the Asar Rugei Malchus. The whole story of the Asar Rugei Malchus was based on the Mechiras Yosef. So he says, over here also, the nekuda of truth is what happened by the Mechiras Yosef, that they were, that v'yitpulu as katoinis bedam. That's what Mechanan says. There was an inyan of dam in this chait, and therefore it comes out lost and lovey. Obviously, what they're saying in the door that they're saying it is completely false. But because the einish, the Sunna Klaiso go through, come back to this chait, and in this chait there was an inyan of dam. So that's what expresses itself. That's what he says. Wow, unbelievable. Akadayin tzarek beer. But still we have to understand, what does this have to do with Pesach?
Right, the blood libels of Mahamish always around Pesach.
Ah, it was always around Pesach.
Yeah.
It's the matzah, it was put in the matzah.
Yeah.
What does it do with Pesach? V'chein, lama alu l'stam tomer ha'isak shu l'chag ha'matzahs. B'mayis Hashem bir tam beis atibud b'leil haseder. So they explain the two times we dip in leil haseder. Shemaramzim lebeis hatvolus bedam hakashurois legolus ugulas mitzrayim. There were two dippings of dam that we did. One connected to the golus of mitzrayim. One connected to the gulus of mitzrayim. The first one was connected by the chesiv and mechiras yosef v'yitpulus kasoides bedam. What began the yirida down to mitzrayim? Mechiras yosef. And by the Mechiras Yosef, we find a dipping into dam. But Yitpulus Kesonis Bedam, Uch Yedua, like we know, Sheikar Asibul the Golus Mitzrayim, the main reason for Golus Mitzrayim, Danu Koshi Hashib Bid Vayfen Agolus, meaning the reason it was so harsh, Harsh to Bishul Chet Mechiras Yosef Shagarim Lazois. It was because of this Chet of Mechiras Yosef, which began the whole Yividul Mitzrayim. Vimkein Agolus Hizchel Batvol Bedam Shemechiras Yosef, Yitpulus Kesonis Bedam. So the Golus began with dipping the Ketoides into Dam. So that's one Tibul we do Le'el HaSeder. Ubei is the second Tibul we do Le'el HaSeder. Kenegin Madechseh B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Utvaltim B'Dam Asher B'Saf. They should dip it into the Dam and put it on the Mezuzos. The Dam of Geula, the Dam that they did, the Tvilas of the Dam that they did right before they left Mitzrayim. V'Gam B'Zeh Yishlevar Ma'inil Lazkir Chet Mechiras Yosef Ha'atvalu B'Dam B'Le'el HaSeder. So again, we're bringing in Chet Mechiras Yosef over here to Le'el HaSeder, saying the two Tibulim are connected, these two things. So what's going on? So Amun Chazal, B'nissim Ligolu, B'nissim Nasidim Ligol. The Gula from Mitzrayim came in Nissim, and the future Gula will come in Nissim. T'hayinu Shebechol Shana B'voy Chodesh Nissim, which means every year when Chodesh Nissim comes, Mis'orah L'mayla's Man Pekidav Yisrotzun Shigalu B'nissim Me'agolus. It's Mis'orah in Shemayim, and it's rotten to bring Klai out of Golas, because that's the one that happened originally. So that's when it's supposed to happen. V'nei b'samikdash nechrova al ovens in the schinim shel nogi so binyoni binat nechavero kedaboy. The b'samikdash, at least the second b'samikdash, was destroyed. The Gemara says al ovens in the schinim, the Klai Yisrael weren't knowing with each other as they should. The inyan zeh dayin merakid b'neinu, and this inyan is still dancing among us. So in the days of Nissan come, which is the days which are auspicious for Hashem, is that the right word? For Hashem to start thinking about, for Hashem to take us out from the goddess. From a Pekidah, the time to remember, to Hashem to remember us. So Mamela, the enemies of the Yidden, Halilo ben Yisrael, Balilas Dam, Lazkir Mchet Mechiris Yosef. So Mamela, they bring up these Alilas Dam, which we're saying Rabbanan Wasserman said got traced back to the Mechet Mechiris Yosef, and they're purposely bringing it up now, well, either consciously or subconsciously, because it to me, Ma'oyre, oh look, Klai Yisrael does hate each other. They don't deserve Golas. They don't deserve Geula. Davka in this Chodesh is the time for them to bring that up. And it's to teach us that it's time to fix the sin of sinneschinim with avaschin. And then we'll be zeichet to a Yeshua. That's why we have a remez to that the brothers dipped the ketonis b'dam le'el seder. To remind us that it's our job right now to fix this inyan, because right now is the time where the Gula is supposed to come about, And we want to be zoichet to that gula, we have to fix the avera of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And this is being hinted to us through the remez of dipping the coat in the dam. Wow. That's pretty major. And this is a deeper reason why we davka b'machlas orchim davka now hakokad elasak and chit mechiris Yosef with the card of his gula shleim. Wow. According to this, we can say a good gushmak explanation about the kaimelon, that which we hold. Shebaleil Pesach afil oireich mesiv al shulchanoi al kol zeh barabayis mevorich. Yishneh mar toiv ayin hu yivurach. V'yesh lohavin amay b'kol yimoyis hashana lo aminim she toiv ayin hu yivurach. Kedivse b'gemara the barabayis boitzei of oireich mevorich. The Gemara says that during the year the barabayis is supposed to break be boitzei and the oireich is supposed to bench. But on Pesach, and Leil Pesach, I guess we'll get up to it eventually. On Leil Pesach, it says, the Babai Shemim Mevarech. So, during the year, it's not true. During the year, the Babai makes a Moitzi, and then the Arech benches. Ela Mechuvenu, the Pshat is, Shebaleil Pesach Ikra Avoyduhu Lafaych Atzori Ayin. The Ikra Avoyduhu is to turn our Tzoris Ayin. Tzoris ayin means a narrow eye, right? When you look on people and things very narrowly, without being able to really take in people that are different from you, or whatever it is, and to mahapich that to a toiv ayin. Therefore, yesh tovabayis levarich laharus chashivas miyuchedes l'mishen loy b'toiv ayin mulel aseidah. So therefore, since it says toiv ayin hu yivurach, by allowing the barabayis to bench mulel aseidah, what we're really doing is we're showing the great shvach of a person that's a toiv ayin. You, the one with maglis orchem, is roy for you to bench because you're such a toiv ayin. We're praising the virtues of a toiv ayin. That's dafka why we go. That's dafka why the barabayis benches that night, like the pasuk said, toiv ayin hu yivurach. And b'meila, that's why he benches Lila Sayyidina. Valdik.